This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
If the Giants do not get in, it is not a failed season. Can I see how it plays out? Instead of sitting here with this defeatist attitude, if they're going to lose this game on Sunday, maybe they win this game on Sunday.
I don't think they should lose the game is what I'm telling you.
I don't think they're going to lose it either. I might pick them. I'm the only one above 500 last
week.
Went winless, you big loser. Loser. Loser.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Winless
on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, DiPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. This portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the entire Northeast. They have huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. You know what? We talk a lot of Knicks when they don't do well. Let's talk about the Knicks when they did do well. Last night, that was as easy-peasy a win as you could possibly have. They went out against an inferior team and from jump hammered them. Julius Randle was great early, and they easily destroyed Detroit. I loved every second of it.
And it had to be, right? It had to be. It's exactly what they needed. Exactly what they needed.
I mean, Detroit stinks. That's what you have to do to teams like that.
Yeah, Detroit stinks. And on top of that now, I mean, you give yourself the opportunity going up against the Bucks tonight where you'd have the guys play a ton of minutes.
Although Mitchell Robinson was in that game way late for some reason.
Yeah, I was. Well, actually, it's funny because during the telecast, they said that they were surprised. They were talking about Jericho Sims, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Jericho Sims just pops off the bench. But, I mean, Julius Randle, I mean, he joked about it after the game, which I thought was kind of funny. They're like, well, how come you play so well on the road? He's like, well, I actually get to sleep. I'm away from my kids, so I get a good night rest. But he was, I mean, you could tell early on in that game. I mean, he was great. He had 17 points in the first quarter.
Yeah, he was great. And he was shooting a lot of threes, and he made a lot of threes. You want to hear that audio from Julius Randle, the birthday boy?
Yeah, I'm a big win. Come on.
Okay, well, here he is on why he plays so well on the road.
Well, I'm away from my kids, so I get a little bit of sleep. but, no, I'm kidding. I love them. But I was just locked in, you know, able to focus and just going out having fun. The road is usually when teams come together, and, you know, that's what we do. So just try to lead by example and play with energy, play with effort, and, you know, do my best, whatever I can to help the team get a win.
But where is that, though? Like, why is that, like, the rarity more than the norm with him?
I don't know if it's the rarity. I mean,
you don't see that very often.
Well, not as consistently as you saw it in that special year that he had. You know, part of me feels like they're still trying to figure it out. Like, the three of those guys are still trying to figure it out a little bit. Because Jalen Brunson's been the most consistent of the big of our big three, which is, you know, Brunson, Randle, and R.J. Barrett.
I'm just excellent.
Yeah, listen, he was good. I mean, he didn't play much last night. I mean, but in the time that he did play, I mean, he played 18 minutes last night. I mean, talk about efficient. 6 of 8, 16 points.
Oh, it's just phenomenal.
Quickly was good. Grimes was good. Grimes was good last night. It was nice to see him have a good night. I'm telling you, man, like, if the R.J. Barrett is the key to this whole thing.
Yeah, but if he's the key to the whole thing, I don't feel great about the whole thing. I'm really, and it's happened quickly. I feel like there's been no improvement from almost from like year two to year four. Like, R.J. Barrett is no better than he was years ago, Rick.
Well, maybe he's trying to find out where he fits in this whole thing right now.
Well, maybe he's got to be the alpha and start to take control of this team a little bit.
I think it's tough for him to be the alpha with
Julius Randle.
Well, I mean, I was listening to Derrick Rose after the game, and he's like, he pretty much said that the team, Julius Randle decides for this team how things are going to go. And last night you saw Julius was aggressive and the team fall behind him. I think that would lead me to believe that this is
Julius Randle's team.
He's the alpha, yeah.
But even last night, R.J. Barrett wasn't very good. And I don't want to turn this into a, you know, beat up on R.J. Barrett segment, because I'm thrilled with the win and I thought they took care of business and it was stress-free, which is great. But I didn't watch last night thinking to myself, boy, this is a good performance. He has had very few good performances this year. And what makes it worse is I not only do I not know, I'm actually at the point where I don't think he can shoot the basketball.
That has not gotten better so far. No. Anyway, he was sick and it didn't look like he had his legs. He's starting to get his legs back. But no, that's been a problem. I mean, the whole team, like, they shot, actually, they shot, you know, what, close to 46% from three last night, but that's been a problem for them. Shooting has been a, shooting especially from
they
three.
They are not, I mean, you went over yesterday, they are not a good shooting team. No, yesterday was different.
They were worse than the NBA.
They shot, what, 55% from the floor, something like that? They shot 46% from three?
No, they shot well yesterday. I mean, they shot 56%, they shot 40, almost 46% from three.
You know what the magical number was last night, though? The glaring number last night.
The glaring number last night.
Glaring.
No, I don't.
The rebounds.
Oh, yeah, the rebounds. Yeah, 15 rebounds.
Were they like plus 20 on the glass
plus
last
21.
Night?
Plus 21. Yeah, plus 21.
They killed them on the glass.
Well, yeah, plus 21. Plus, they were plus 18 in the paint. I mean, they're good. They score points in the paint. It's just the three-point, I mean, the three-point shooting has been so bad.
Yeah, no, their three-point shooting is bad. They're good down low. They have some size. They have some athleticism. But defensively, that's another thing. I don't want this to be negative, but I'd like to follow up last night's easy, wonderful win with a win tonight at home against Milwaukee.
Yeah, but I think Milwaukee's a good team. I mean, this
very
is
good.
Defensively, too. I mean, this is a whole different animal you're going to play tonight. Like, Julius Randle abused Isaiah Stewart last night. Abused him.
He was dreadful.
No, that's not going to be the case. But, you did yourself a solid by scoring 140, being like that game was out of reach in the third quarter.
Right, you didn't have to play guys a lot of minutes.
Exactly right. So now you'll give yourself the best opportunity now. And
but now you have a little homestand.
Yeah, but they've struggled. That's part of the problem, too. Is they've lost, I mean, that. They've lost five of their last six at home.
Yeah, the Garden's got to be a safe place.
Yeah, like I get it. It's fun to joke around. Like I get some sleep, so I play better on the road. But you got to protect your home court, man.
Of course you do. So what? It's Milwaukee, Dallas, Cleveland, Atlanta, right?
You have another back to back this weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. Saturday.
Why do they insist on playing on a Sunday too?
It's gonna be right after my show.
Ugh.
On Saturday. Play 12:30 on Saturday. What a Saturday!
Oh, you got soccer,
get U.S.
basketball.
And Holland, and then you get the Knicks and the Mavs.
I don't love the Sunday game, though. I'm just going to tell you what it is.
Well, you know how focused I am on Sundays during football season. I like forget other things are taking place.
Yeah, but I can't do that. I don't have that superpower. I can't do it.
Really?
Yeah, I can't.
I won't even have any idea that the World Cup Finals is taking place on the Sunday in a couple weeks.
I'm just planning my Sunday menu. You'll love this, too. Guess what time Milo's hockey game is on Sunday?
It's either going to be grotesquely early or
I wouldn't even bring it up if it was grotesquely early.
Let's do that hockey.
1:30.
A word, too.
You should sue someone.
I this is what I'm saying.
Don't you coach the team?
I have no say over schedule.
You should tell them.
I've already told them.
No, you're doing a terrible job. You're doing a terrible job. By the way, I didn't tell you this story. I teased it for you a couple weeks ago. I never told you it. So Ben is playing. He's pretty much given up on like school basketball, really competitive basketball, but he's playing rec basketball. And with rec basketball, a parent has to coach. And they sent an email around, does any parent want to coach? I was like, do you want me to coach? He's like, not really. I was like, all right, I'm not going to do it. Why? How's that funny?
No, not really.
He's like, no, I don't really want you to. I was like, no, I'm not going to do it.
Let's go!
Right? So another parent volunteers to coach. There's an outcry from the kids. We don't want him coaching. Who do you guys want coaching? Ben's dad.
We want Coach Dave.
We want Ben's dad to coach. I'm like, Ben, how do you feel about this? He's like, all right, if they want you, you can coach it. Now I coach the team.
Nice. Yeah, what's the record?
We're 1-0.
That a boy.
Well, not only that, we're 1-0. We trailed at halftime. Second half, we come out in a full court press, a 2-1-2 full court press. I see the officials in the parking lot after the game.
Woohoo! Over here! Yeah.
They say you completely outcoached that guy in the second half.
Nice adjustment. I like
that's
it.
That's right. That's
all right,
what we
bye-bye.
Do. Yeah.
So you're like that. You're the Brian Daboll of rec basketball right now.
I think that's fair.
I like it.
It was like a Jimmy Chitwood kind of a moment.
I thought of you the other day. I totally forgot to tell you the story. So we went to dinner the other night with some friends. This was probably a couple weeks ago.
Oh, but by the way, let me just interrupt you quickly. When they play games on Sundays, I don't coach those games.
Well, the kids have to play them. You can't coach them?
No. I told them going in. I said, listen, when they're Sunday games, if there are Sunday games, I'm out. They're like, that's fine. We'll sacrifice those couple of games and have someone else coach for the games you can coach.
See, you're big time. I don't have that kind of
leverage. Oh, please. You're scared of the mites.
I'm not scared of the mites. I make a commitment. I stick to the commitment.
I made a commitment. I will coach the team anytime, just not on Sundays. That's my commitment.
So I did a poor job negotiating the initial deal.
All right. So what's the story you want to tell?
No. So I was laughing, and Cassie was laughing too. We're at dinner, so it was us, two other couples, and it was Cassie's sister-in-law and her fiance. So we're sitting at the table, and it's kind of loud, so everyone's talking, trying to, whatever, just small talk. But they hadn't met my sister-in-law and her fiance yet. His name is Nate. N-A-T-E, Nate.
Okay.
So one of my buddies goes to start up the conversation, and out of nowhere, he's like, "So, Dave, what do you do?" And his wife stops what she's doing. She grabs him and goes, "What are you doing, you idiot? His name's not Dave. It's Nate."
Why did they call him Dave?
I don't know. So what do you do, Dave?
That's awful.
Oh, so we spent the whole time he was here calling him Dave.
That's funny now.
Oh, it's hilarious.
That's his new nickname. Now, did that guy care? Did he feel upset, or was he like, whatever?
No, I don't know if he loves being called Dave all the time.
No, I mean the guy that called him Dave. Did he feel guilty about calling him that?
He was mortified.
He was mortified?
Yeah, he went straight to the wall. I got a hearing problem. I can't hear so well.
Oh, God.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you like to take a call from somewhere that we've never taken a call from before, ever? A place I'd actually like to go? Or do you want the Mets three-pitcher option?
All right, question, though. Does Raymond have his Fakakta map ready?
Ray,
it's already on the map.
You're ready on the map?
It's already on the map.
Okay. Tim in Iceland. Tim, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's actually after doing it.
Well, I'm sure it is. Don't you guys go through like 20 hours of light a day at some point during the year?
They do in the summer. I'm actually from Long Island. I'm on vacation. I listen to you guys every day. And I figured I'd call from here and check it off the map and talk to you guys.
Is it awesome?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I really want to go to Iceland.
You have to come. This is the second time we've come. We came last year, and it's like nothing you've ever seen in your entire life.
But how long is the flight? Tim, how long is the flight?
Are there direct flights?
Direct flights out of JFK, like 5 hours here. It's like 6 hours back.
That's not terrible at all.
But I had to listen to the Giants on streaming, and you can't hear it. And when you do, you realize, I don't even know half these people are playing these games.
Yeah, the Giants are a bunch of no-name guys at this point.
And that's what's tough. You don't notice as much when you're watching it, but when you're hearing it, I'm like, who is this guy running the ball for 15 yards? It doesn't really...
Yeah, that's a fair point. Thanks for checking in, Tim. We appreciate it.
We appreciate you taking it. Thank you so much.
Thank
guys.
You. How about not only calling from Iceland, on his vacation making the call from Iceland?
Yeah, it's nice to check Iceland off. I'm also interested in Iceland.
I've heard it's phenomenal.
Yeah, Cass had a couple friends. She worked with a couple girls from Iceland. They said it's amazing.
Icelandic women?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that a nice woman, the Icelandic woman?
They seem that she liked them a lot. Yeah,
yeah,
got along really well.
But I haven't been anywhere.
No, I mean you go to Lake George. I mean you got Aruba.
Aruba's my big international travel. I've never been to Europe.
You should go. You love it.
Yeah, it's hard now with the kids, though.
They're the perfect age to go with the kids.
They're miserable when it comes to anything remotely cultural. So am I.
Oh, they would love it.
I want to go to Israel. Israel's where I really want to go.
Yeah, go there. Go to Italy.
Italy and Greece. That's my big one.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go to Greece.
Wear a swim shirt. You'd love it.
Why do you frown on the swim shirt so much?
Listen, I didn't even realize that you had an allergy to the sun.
I wear a swim shirt.
Now I get it.
Now it makes sense to you?
God bless you. Power rankings that's going to blow your mind, too, by the way, whenever you want that.
You have a power rankings?
I got a power rankings.
Let's do that next segment. Let me give you the Mets question, then we'll get to the calls. How's that sound to you?
I like it.
All right. Now, I know you're DeGrom crazy, but I want to ask you honestly. I'm going to give you three options.
Okay.
Free agent pitchers you can sign. DeGrom. You know what he is when healthy. Health is a big question mark. Number two, Verlander. Number three, Carlos Rodon. Which of those moves the needle the most for you? How about this? On a Wednesday at 7:25, CMT. Verlander, DeGrom, Rodon.
I will marry Jake.
I knew you would.
I will cuddle Rodon. And I will trash Verlander.
I will agree with you with the trash. Not that I don't like Verlander, but how many 40-year-old guys do I need pitching on this team?
Well, it's not only that, though. I mean, you see the amount of money. He's looking for a max kind of deal.
Right. Am I going to have two 40-year-olds?
Making
$40 million a year? No.
No.
I'm not going to do that. Although it would be nice to have Kate Upton in New York.
What for what, though? What does that do?
Just for visual.
Stop it. It does nothing for you.
That's not true at all.
You have Sherry. How dare you?
What do you mean, how dare I? I can't. So you're one of these people that can't find anyone else attractive?
I think Sherry's better looking than Kate Upton. How about that?
I agree with you 100%.
Well, how about that?
But it doesn't mean that I can't find another woman to be attractive.
I don't need to have a wandering eye. I have Cassie. I don't need to have Justin Verlander for Kate Upton.
All right. So let's get back to the topic.
I'm a better husband than you.
That's possible, but I'm a good husband. I think you might be an elite husband.
You notice how he almost jumped down your throat for comparing Sherry to Kate. And then he caught himself. He thought better of it.
No, I didn't. What are you talking about? I think Sherry's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. So how dare you say that, Raymond?
I think you and Sherry should go on a nice vacation to Europe.
What are we going to do with the kids?
What do you mean? They're old enough now.
You want us to bring them with us?
No.
Or leave them behind?
Leave them behind with friends for a couple days.
Oh, stop it. Leave them behind. Alex is 12.
I'm saying with friends. Have family. Go to a lover's retreat.
Yeah, leave them a couple $100. He'll be good.
Yeah, it'd be great. They'll come back.
Figure it out.
They'll leave him a Santiago and his stainless steel appliances.
Santiago lives a good life. I mean, but can you really trust Dave, though? I mean, with too many women around him. I mean, this was a close call just moments ago.
So you're one of these people that can't find anyone else attractive?
I think Sherry's better looking than Kate Upton. How about that?
I agree with you 100%.
How about that?
Totally. Oh. He almost screwed up real bad. There.
I did not almost screw anything up.
Check swing. We're going to the third base hump.
Yes.
I did not swing. I will tell you this, never once have I looked at Sherry and thought to myself that she is not gorgeous. I think she is beautiful every time I look at her.
He was this close to sleeping with Barkley and Sammy.
They would make him sleep in the cage. I don't even have a doubt about that.
she vomited all over the cage the other night.
Of course she did.
Of course she did.
You just walked downstairs, Dave's just in the fetal position in the cage.
Yes.
What happened? They made me do it.
The dogs made me.
That's like Berkowitz. You don't even know what that reference is from.
Can you answer the question, please?
What's the question?
You're dilly-dallying. I already cuddle Mary Trash.
Oh, yeah, of course, because you're such a Jake apologist. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm marrying Rodon.
Of course you are.
What does that mean, of course I am?
Because this is what you do now. This is your new thing, is because you really deep down inside want Jake, but now you're distancing yourself, so you're not hurt if he leaves.
Nope, not true at all. No. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little soured on Jake. I'm a little bit soured because he's played. First of all, the Mets have said they want him back. I don't think there's the market for him that he thought there was going to be. All right? Atlanta was the place I think he wanted to go. He thought they were going to make an offer. They were never going to make an offer. Atlanta's not stupid.
Not like
gonna
that.
Pay an oft-injured pitcher $40 million a year. That was never going to happen. So now, Texas, you want to go to the baseball irrelevancy and pitch in Texas? And you know what? Give me a guy. I mean, what percentage would you say Rodon is good? You agree with that, right?
Oh, yeah.
What percentage of DeGrom is he? 80%?
It depends. I mean, I've read a bunch of different articles that his, you know, his injury history has no bearing on what he'll be moving forward. But
you're
it always about, seems
you're
like
talking about who? About Jake?
About Jake. But it always seems like there is, yeah, there's for the last couple of years there always seems to be something.
But that's what gets me so nervous, is that Jake is never healthy. And Rodon is. And well, Rodon maybe, is younger.
Let me ask you a question though. How much of this could be, and I hate to even say this because I don't want to believe it's true, but it's like he was clearly not happy with the deal that he signed. And he couldn't help. Like,
well, he signed the deal.
I know, but he couldn't help but tell every single person that would listen
that he was going to opt out.
Always. So that was, I mean, that was at the forefront of his mind. Like, I'm opting out because I want a big time payday. And then he sees Max get paid what Max got paid. Like, how much of was it him protecting himself so he could get to that big payday, which I don't like. But now, I mean, who's to say he gets his money and now it's we're not dealing with the same kind of stuff? Because when he's right, he's the best.
What, so you think that he's malingering? The guy was on the verge of one of the great seasons in the history of baseball 2 years ago.
No, but I don't know. I'm not saying that. But I think there's certain, like, I've played with guys like this. I think Max Scherzer is the kind of guy that will just, he won't say a word. Like, even if he's in pain. Like,
which he clearly was not right at the end of the season.
Yeah,
I would say this. If you tell, and again, you'll never know. This is going to be something that will be discussed forever. If you told me that DeGrom was healthy, I'll take DeGrom. But with the unknown, what I'm going to get from DeGrom, I'd prefer the no. Like, Rodon is terrific. He is terrific. He had a 2.37 ERA 2 years ago. He had a 2.88 ERA this year in the National League. Like, he is a terrific pitcher. I would want the safety of knowing I'm going to have a guy every fifth day rather than a guy who could be the best pitcher in baseball or not be available for you.
I get what you're saying, especially what's going to cost you. I completely understand what you're saying. I mean, when you look at what, I mean, right now I'm sitting here looking at what Rodon's market value would be, and it says it's 6 years, 194, almost 195 million.
That's
like an average
contract.
Well, it's an average of like 32, almost, we'll call it 32 and a half. And that's for 6 years, opposed to, I mean, what, Jake? It's 3 years,
three for
probably,
140.
I'm sure he probably wants. Yeah, probably sure he wants. Would rather more years. Would want the four. But say it's 3 years at 45 a year.
Yeah, so three at 135, three at 140.
That's a big difference.
It's a big difference. And Rodon
and
is a much younger pitcher.
Yeah, he'll be. I mean, he's just almost 30.
So,
and Jake's
30, I don't know.
He will be 35 in June.
I think it's worthy of discussion, and that's why I brought it up.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I mean, we turned into like men in blazers during that first hour. We were unbelievable with the soccer analysis.
Yeah, because we're dialed in, man. I mean, it was great.
Some of us.
The majority of us. There was one that wasn't. I mean,
there was one.
He chose. He's got different priorities.
Yeah, but if I had asked you a week ago who's the biggest soccer American soccer guy on the show, it would have been absolutely RJ.
Oh, he pretended, like, because he pretended to be. Like, that's
so all
he was
talking
about.
You think it's all a facade, is what you're saying?
Oh, I mean, this is what, every 4 years, and it's the most important game.
Yeah, because Derek Jeter is there, and we'll take my question. How do you live with yourself? How'd you go to sleep last night?
I slept just fine. I could use more of it, honestly.
Derek Jeter!
He is Derek Jeter. I got Rick over here, watches two matches. He's got hot takes on Josh Sargent now. I mean,
you know what? At least
well,
he
you
cares.
Don't think, you don't think he's vital?
At least he cares. At least he's involved, RJ.
He is. I give him that. So listen, David.
So what happens on Saturday?
Man's just
like, RJ,
you want to
go get brunch or you want to watch the game? You're like, yeah, brunch sounds great.
You're going to ask for the day off. We're all going to take it in together.
I'm not going to ask for the day off because I'm a committed worker to the station.
Are you?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. How about this? You come in, produce the show. Ray, you come in, run the board on the show. Rick, you host the show with me. We have a USA Netherlands watch party on the show.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessary.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll be at a hockey rink. I apologize.
I've literally got to be at the Garden all day on Saturday.
I'll be all over the place.
I have no real excuse. I just won't be here.
You don't want to. You just don't want to do it.
I just won't be here.
Yeah.
Knicks at great. Noon, Rangers at 7. Ah, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
That's a full day. You know what would be nice, though, after a day like that?
A woman.
Yep. A little date.
How do you think Renan got a woman, by the way?
You don't need to know.
What do you mean?
How did Renan get, after watching that video of him on the
yes.
the child
watch video? Yes.
I'm the conductor.
That's what he told her. I'm the conductor.
And it worked
for
him.
She's like, I don't think I'm interested. He's like, do you know who I am? I'm the conductor. Like,
I'm
okay.
The conductor.
All right.
Choo choo.
I still can't believe he posted that.
That's not like someone caught him doing that, you know, trying to entertain his kids. He said, listen, can you shoot the video of me pretending I'm a train conductor?
Shot it himself.
Yeah, I think that was like a whole tripod. So like that was like a Ty Butler at the gym situation, I think.
But there was like real time and effort that went into that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, probably he had props. I mean, he had a hat.
Should actually check and see if he's still the conductor of the Daniel Jones train.
Well, Jones has done nothing to lead him off being the conductor.
Choo-choo.
I just wish he made that throw. I just wish he made that throw.
Do you realize how different my life would be right now if the Giants beat the Cowboys on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, you wouldn't be defeated.
Oh.
Accepting a playoffless season.
He wouldn't have quit at 5:24 today.
No, he would have still.
Yeah, well, because you guys push me. You push. All right, so what is your hot take with power rankings? I'm excited by this.
I think it's going to upset you, but I that's what I'm here to do.
You're here to upset me?
All right, so do you think that, I mean, you developed this guy. Yeah, I mean, he blossomed under your tutelage. One, Chris Sims. You think he knows a lot about football?
I think he knows a lot about football. Yeah, yeah, Chris Sims' first ever shows with me.
How about Mike Florio?
Very knowledgeable, yes.
Okay, so this is Pro Football Talk. This is the Week 13 Power Rankings.
All right.
So let's play the game. Let's start with, how about give me the top five?
Top five?
Yep, Week 13 Power Rankings.
I'm going to go Chiefs 1.
That's right.
I'm going to go Eagles 2.
That's right.
I'm going to go... Cowboys 3.
Wow, that's right.
Bills 4.
Ooh, first misstep.
Niners 4.
Explosive offense. Shut it down early last week.
Miami 4?
Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, see, I don't think Miami's 4. And then Buffalo 5?
That's it. That's your top five. With
okay.
San Francisco 6 and the Vikings 7. Care to guess who the
Vikings,
Giants?
By the way, and I'll say it, and I don't know if you agree or not, Vikings, huge frauds.
They keep finding ways, but Mac Jones diced them up.
I mean, they are going nowhere.
Diced them up. All right, can you care to guess where your New York Giants rank on this list?
Well, you said I won't be pleased. I'm going to say the Giants are 18.
Giants 18. RJ, what do you think the Giants rank on this list?
I think higher than 18. How about 12?
12. How about Raymond Santiago? Where do you think the Giants rank on this list?
I was thinking 15.
15. So we got 18, 12, and 15. They got them 10.
10?
Oh.
They have the New York Giants 10.
10?
Just below the Ravens, above the Patriots.
Let me ask you this. What is, and I'm being serious now, what does power rankings mean? It means just the best teams in football were ranking the top 32?
The top 32 of, like, at the moment.
And you think that they think the Giants are the 10th best team in football?
They have the Giants as number 10.
That's crazy. And where are your Jets, Pertel?
The Jets are 14th. They are just below the Titans and just above the Commanders. 13 for the Titans seems low to me.
The Titans are better than the Giants? Come on. Where are the Ravens on this?
Ravens are 9th. Bengals 8.
Because RJ was talking to me, I didn't hear what you said with the Ravens.
9.
Bengals 8. And I know the Giants beat the Titans, RJ, but it doesn't mean that the Giants are better than the Titans.
I mean, they played.
So that's it. So if you beat a team, you're just officially better than that team.
Most times.
Come on. That's what a ridiculous thing to say.
They beat them.
So you think the power rankings are trash is what you're saying?
Me?
Yeah.
Why am I the one sticking up for your team?
Well, because this is where he's at now, RJ.
I'm honest. You know what? Because I'm honest. And you guys can't handle the honesty. The Giants, they're a mediocre team.
I'm with you. I'm just saying if you go back to that week 1 game, they went for it. They went for 2. It was well executed.
And they won the game. And I don't take that away from them. But you're sitting here telling me you think the Giants are better than the Titans?
I mean, they don't play again unless it's in the Super Bowl. So all we have to go on is the time they played 2 months ago.
You guys are amazing.
Oh, why are you saying you guys? I just
because
you
guys because you guys are so by that process, the Packers are better than the Cowboys.
Not
right?
not according to the rankings.
No, according to RJ.
Listen, it's not a one all. It doesn't apply in every situation, but I'm just saying they have similar records.
It doesn't apply in that situation.
No, of course not. But that was an upset. They have the Giants and Titans have similar records. Yeah, if they played again, I'd probably take the Titans. But
if they played on a neutral field, what do you think the spread would be? Giants Titans right now?
Six.
Titans by six or seven, something like that. Titans are a better team.
I agree, but you beat them again. Why am I sticking them for your team?
I don't know. Who did you guys lose to this year?
You are defeated.
I'm not defeated at all.
You're giving up.
I think I'm going to take the Giants on Sunday.
I think you're... Oh, okay.
That's right. Actually, I think when push comes to shove, Friday, 7:45, we do our picks. I think I'm going to go Giants.
As you should.
Don't you talk to me like
that. I won't believe it till I see it.
Well, God knows what... I hope you don't take the Giants, too, because that'll be a loss then.
I'm going to take them. I'm going to dive bomb your picks.
Good. Take the same picks as me every single game the rest of the season.
Why would I do that now? So I have to dress up in some funny outfit?
Yeah.
I'll do it anyway.
No, you're not going to want to do this.
What is it?
I don't know. We haven't really discussed it overly much yet, but we're going to. We're going to pick out something beautiful for you. Nice.
Yeah, listen, maybe it's Santiago. Maybe he just falls apart. It wouldn't be a failure, though, because no one expected him to be in the lead.
Ah, see what you did there?
No, that wasn't funny. It wasn't funny. It wasn't clever.
It wasn't meant to be funny.
My mic wasn't on, but I laughed.
Thank you, RJ.
Great, RJ. I see how it works with you. You know what it is? Rick is so sensitive that everyone has to pander to him.
Listen, this is a tenuous time we're in right now.
A very tenuous time.
Some might say today is a huge day.
Every day is a huge day.
That's right.
Every single day. Let's go to Lou in North Carolina. Hi, Lou. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to make two quick Knicks point. RJ Barrett was flourishing at the end of last year when Julius Randle was shut down, and I don't think that's by accident. He got the opportunity. He was averaging 25, 26 towards the end of last year. And I think Julius Randle's contract has put us in a place where you don't want to be as a franchise. You're not good enough to be a contender, and you're not bad enough to get a lottery pick. That can change your franchise going forward. Right now, we're just average, and we're stuck in the middle.
Yeah, it's not a good place to be. You're 100% right. I agree with that. I think that, and thanks for the call, Lou. I think that Julius Randle stands in the way of R.J. Barrett potentially being the player he could be. Did you go to sleep?
But I was because you said it, and I was thinking about where I wanted to go with it. So he didn't mean the contract. He just meant the fact that he's now locked in with the Knicks is what he meant.
Well, I think that he's right. I think that he said that Julius Randle, being the guy that he is, being the dominant ball handler that he is, being the alpha male that he is, stands in the way of R.J. Barrett. I think that's accurate.
Well, I think what it does is, I mean, I think it's clear right now that Jalen Brunson is probably your number one option, right?
Jalen Brunson is your most consistent best player, yes.
Okay, so that would put now Julius is two, and now R.J. takes the role as the third option.
The thing is, like, he's not an alpha. Like, and I get John Morant is sensational, but John Morant, like, that's his team. He takes it, he owns it, he's that guy. Zion, that's his team. RJ Barrett was the third pick in the draft.
Yep.
I mean, make it your team. And I don't know whether he can't because they won't let him. I don't know whether he's, like, you know, hesitant to do that and take it from Julius Randle. I don't know if he's not capable. I don't know, but I'd like to find out. This is year four.
Well, they have to figure that out. I mean, that's not for us to figure out. I mean, that has to be something that he is capable of doing. They have to know he's capable of doing that. And if that's the case and they feel like, and I hope this is true, I mean, he's a third overall pick, that he has a higher ceiling than Julius does, then you got to consider moving Julius then.
Oh, I would absolutely move Julius Randle.
I saw a proposed trade the other day with Julius going to Miami.
For who?
I forget what it was. It was somebody. It was a first-round pick. I don't know what the deal was, but Julius was in the deal.
I feel like we got bamboozled with that deal.
The Julius Randle deal?
Yeah, like you got this elite Julius Randle. He'll never be that again. He signs this monster extension, and now this is Julius Randle. Where he'll have games where you look at him and you're like, boy, he's a really good player, and then games where you're just like, ugh, I can't believe we have this guy.
No, I think we all recognize the entire time though that Julius Randle on a team that has the ability to make a legitimate playoff run and potentially compete for a championship, Julius Randle is not the best player on that team.
Julius Randle's probably not on that team.
No, I think Julius Randle could be a piece of a team like that.
I don't. It's so hard with the way he wants to have the ball all the time, though.
But here's the problem, though, because he's already had that kind of success here. When you have the kind of season that he had here, he's asserted himself as the guy. Like, as far as he's concerned, he's the best player on this team. And maybe it's, you know, I think Jalen Brunson has definitely stepped up. He's been, like you said, the most consistent player. But still, that doesn't put RJ in the best spot, though.
But
still.
I wish RJ would act like he's the best player on this team. Now, either he's not, and he never will be.
I don't think he is the best player on the team right now, though. Is he?
I don't know that.
I watched every single one of these games. He doesn't. I've watched every single second.
But is that because he's so deferential to the other guys, or because he's just not the player we think he was going to be? See, I don't know. I honestly don't have the answer.
Maybe a little bit of both. Because I think you're right. I mean, it has to be like, I mean, maybe he doesn't want it. But in order for this thing to get where it needs to go, I mean, he has to become a legitimate all-star. He has to.
But this is, I mean, Rick, this is year four.
I know, but they just gave him a new deal, man.
Why did they give him that kind of a deal?
Well, because they had to.
Now you flirted with Donovan Mitchell, and now to save face, you have to sign him to a huge extension.
Well, save face for who? It's like, well, I mean, if you think that RJ Barrett's so good that we would never trade him for Donovan Mitchell, then of course you have to sign him. Because if you didn't, like if you had, like if that wasn't the case, then you would have traded him for Donovan Mitchell and whoever.
You know
else.
What it feels like? It feels like they're so reactionary.
Well, how would you know though? I mean, how would you know?
You're right. I'd like the GM to. Can the GM say anything ever?
Probably. It doesn't feel like it.
Wendy, do you think he's going to talk this year?
Maybe to Breen.
All-Star break?
Maybe to Mike Breen, maybe.
I mean, can we get something from Allen, from Leon Rose?
Maybe Allen gets an interview with him.
I don't care who it is. Just somebody to take the podium and answer some questions. What's the plan? How do they have a GM that never addresses the media?
They do.
How is that okay, though?
Because I guess when he's not being told that he has to say anything.
Oh, my God.
We'll see what it looks like tonight. I mean, let's not be negative today because they played really well last night.
They played great. But again, this is not – I'm not looking at it in the micro. I'm looking at it in the macro.
I get it.
And big picture, I have my concerns.
You know what I've noticed about you, though, lately? You've been really big picture about your teams lately.
Is that bad?
No, it's just – it's different. Not bad, just different.
All right. I'm trying to be the best version of me.
It's working.
Is it?
I think so.
I like that. I like when you're optimistic about me. Every now and then I need a nice little pat on the butt.
I know.
Rather than just a kick in the junk. Which is what I often get from you. So are you locked into soccer today? Or what's your soccer schedule?
I don't know what the agenda holds for me today. I don't know what Cass has planned out.
So you might finish on the radio and Cass will just be like, "All right, we're going to Philly for cheesesteaks." Like, you don't have any idea?
Listen, whatever she wants. I think I probably have to go grocery shopping at some point.
We got two games at 10 and two games at 2. We got Australia, Denmark, and Tunisia, France at 10. And then Saudi Arabia, Mexico, Poland, Argentina at 2.
Oh, I'm interested in that. I'll dabble in the soccer.
Are you more dabbling because the U.S. moves on and now you really want to ensconce yourself in soccer?
Yeah, I probably would have been so dejected had they lost or tied that I would have been like, you know.
Now, by the way, did you in passing say that you have hockey for Milo on Saturday morning at 10?
No, earlier than that.
So you'll be back by 10 for the game?
Yeah, the one on Saturday is ridiculously early.
What time is it Saturday?
I think it's a 7 a.m. puck drop.
Oh, those are treats.
Yeah.
Those really are treats. U.S. Holland, baby!
I'm excited. I don't know.
I'm excited
RJ
too.
RJ probably has. He's probably going to go.
No,
to Costco.
He's going to Sarah Beth's for brunch on Saturday. And just going to say,
and Angel say you can't use your phone either. So just sit there.
That's right. I can't believe they mandated you couldn't touch your phone, and you acquiesced.
I don't question anything Jimmy Pitaro says.
Did Jimmy Pitaro walk up there and say nobody can touch their phone?
Listen, it was very clearly laid out.
Did you get to shake Derek Jeter's hand at all?
No, there was no touching.
Was he in a glass case?
He was on the stage with Michael.
So you were on like Sniffer's Row. I mean, it's essentially Sniffer's Row.
How dare you?
Of this event. And you got to ask one question, and that was worth
second half. What was your question?
I'm not allowed to reveal such things.
Why?
I'm sworn to secrecy.
What was your question?
I can't tell you. Go to three stars.
Can I smell your fingers?
You guys, you're all incredible. Three stars.
Today's three stars. Number three.
Arguably one of the greatest check swings of all time because Dave Rothenberg was this close to sleeping with the dogs tonight.
So you're one of these people that can't find anyone else attractive?
I think Sherry's better looking than Kate Upton. How about that?
I agree with you 100%.
How about that?
Nice,
oh,
nice
so
save.
Close.
Number
so
two.
You guys were just killing RJ because he was at the Derek Jeter.
He's Derek Jeter!
It is Derek Jeter event, and he chose to do that over watching the World Cup live. I'm just going to let that play in the background and come back to it. That's the Univision, if you will, call.
That's
the,
Andres Cantor.
Great job. Yes, that's the call of the game-winning goal. USA over Iran yesterday. It's still going. Yep, and it probably will continue to the end of three stars. Anyway.
Number one.
We learn a lot of things about Dave Rothenberg on this show almost every day. And we learn what photic or photic sneezing is, it, Dave?
Photic. Yeah.
Photic sneezing is when you sneeze from exposure to bright light, such as sunlight, which, you know, we didn't think was a real thing. But it turns out it's a condition that affects 18-35% of the world's population. So the more you know, I mean, I'm not sure I'm going to call it a disease.
I have a debilitating disease, and for me to get out of bed and do the show with you guys every day is miraculous.
It is a condition, but I will give you so much credit for battling through this thing and doing this show every single day in the studio where there's no sunlight whatsoever.
Yeah, I can't be around sunlight. You know who I can be around, though? One of my favorite guys. Jay Williams from KJM. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Dave.
How are you?
I am well. Yourself, Rick, how are you?
Don't ask about Rick. He doesn't care for you. You don't care for him.
We
didn't
even say anything. It's disrespectful.
No, it's troubling.
It's disrespectful.
Your relationship is bottomed out.
Why did you make another Bosley comment, Rick?
Oh, my God. I send out the happy Thanksgiving to everybody, to Dave, everybody. Dave, nothing.
But me.
No, I don't have your. I told you, I don't DM.
You don't have to DM me. You can just send me a text.
Oh, I don't have your number. You want a relationship, you send me your number, and we'll have a relationship.
Why is this relationship one-sided? Why do I have to do everything?
No, fine, I'll give you a number.
You don't meet me in the middle.
I'll meet you wherever you want.
What are we, Tom Thibodeau and Julius Randle? What's going on?
It's very one-sided. This is what he expects. He expects everyone to cater to him, Jay.
Yeah, that's not the way I live my life, Rick. You know, it's not me.
Let me ask you a question now.
Kiss the feet of Rick DiPietro.
No, don't kiss my feet. I have a very badly broken toe. It's mangled. Jay,
do you take care of your feet, Rick? Let's
I do.
Be honest.
I love pedicures.
Yeah.
I'm very well maintained.
No toe jam, nothing?
No, come on, stop it.
Smelly? No. Powder in the shoes while you were in
the socks? Rex has a picture of my feet in his wallet.
Wouldn't put it past Rex.
He has a tattoo of Rick's feet on his calf.
Jay, seriously, what's going on? Dave is so negative about the Knicks. They get a big win. All he wants to do is be negative. I need to know what your thoughts are of R.J. Barrett. Like, is he going to turn into an all-star? What is R.J. Barrett going to be?
I've always love R.J. Barrett.
And he's a dookie, so come on.
He's my guy, right? I've always kind of thought, though, when the Knicks were thinking about, you know, obviously talking about that extension, and people were wondering, well, is he going to get that kind of Luka, that max extension? And I'm like, I don't know if he's that player to me. Is he a solid kind of mid-tier, upper mid-tier player that can be great defensively, that can give you energy, can give you effort, can drive, can attack, and playing off of an incredible player? Yes. But I don't think he's the player. And it's not a slight to R.J. Barrett, Rick. I don't know if I see his ceiling as high as I see ceilings of other players that are getting that kind of money, frankly.
Is it made more difficult for him, Jay, because Julius Randle is who he is and demands the ball and wants to be the alpha guy, and it kind of stands in the way of maybe RJ being the best version of who he can potentially be?
Well, I think a lot of that, I mean, look, last year watching the Knicks and talking to a lot of people around the organization, there was a lot of chirping in Julius Randle's ear about he has to be that guy and he should demand this and he should be, and I think that was the wrong tone to take with Julius because of the contract that he had gotten, right? But I think this year, still, like, there's still a little bit of that aura. But, like, last night, you know, and happy birthday to Julius Randle. Played his tail off last night, like 18 points in the first quarter, 36 points for the game. They got a win. But, like, I'm still going to say that I don't think Julius Randle is that guy, right? And I still don't think, even if you were to remove Julius Randle, that all of a sudden R.J. Barrett will become that guy. But I keep going back to this, guys, and I've talked about this, and he has another year in his deal next year. But to me, and I'm not trying to take any player out of his situation. I know small market teams feel this way. People in New Orleans, don't take Zion from us, and smaller markets, like, don't take our big players. But I just – you have a player coming here tonight that is playing in this arena that I just feel like fits the mantra of who New York is. And when I think about so many players run away from
– they're going to cut your mic off, Jay. You've gone long again, Jay.
It's Giannis to New York in a couple of years. Mark that down.
Oh, that would be delightful. Have a great day.
You got it.
He's gone already because I already cut his mic off. All right, Rick. It's Rule 76.
No excuses. Play like a champion. It's DiPietro Rothenberg.
Team USA is moving on.
98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.